91X News.
It's plus four and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNet Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Maria Hanenko. Belleville may soon have a new policy for outdoor and open-air burning, and the fire department wants to know communities' input. Vanessa Stark has the story.
The Belleville Fire Department is asking the community to complete a survey regarding the current laws in place regulating campfires, outdoor wood stoves, and bush or shrub burnings. Paul Patry is the deputy fire chief. He told QNet News the survey is to gather public input on what they want to see happen.
It's just an information survey out there trying to develop some community awareness and engagement around the issue of open-air burning.
Patry also said that the questions are designed to understand what all the demographics in Belleville are concerned about and how to better suit both urban and rural areas.
We've reached out to the community to get some feedback from them. Part of the questioning is, who is responding? And I say that simply by in more of the urban environment or in the rural environment. And what type of burning would interest you?
After the data is collected, Belleville City Council will decide whether to change or update the current open-air burning bylaws. The survey opened January 22nd and will stay open until February 28th. It's posted on belleville.ca. Vanessa Stark, QNet News, Belleville.
The United Way of Quinte has announced how it will equally fund agencies it works with in the wake of its 2017 fundraising shortfall. Katy Perry reports.
The United Way of Quinte sets aside funds for community organizations. Because of the shortfall, a new strategy has been announced, according to Brandy Hodge.
Our board approved pledging 94.66% of the multi-year grant, an amount that's relevant to the campaign achievement.
That means each agency and program it funds will get about 5% less than it was promised.
So what our board has approved doing is to pull back about 5.34% of that $985,000 in order that we have enough money in our single-year allocations process, which will be done this year, in order to meet those or as much of those requests as possible.
In late February or early March, the United Way will be announcing this year's grants to programs and agencies it supports. Katy Perry, QNet News, Belleville.
Belleville brought in around $736,000 from the casino in the months of October through December. City Councilor Paul Carr says most of its money will be put into multiple reserve accounts. However, some should be allocated into funding a new homeless shelter.
And I know that there's a group that's currently putting a homeless shelter together. And should they make application to the city and look for funds, I think it would be appropriate to allocate some of the money that's in that 5% social infrastructure that certainly could allocate towards supporting the homeless shelter. We do have that problem in our community, and it needs to be funded.
It is not yet known when the shelter is planned to be built. Lawless College Resident Commons has been the home to thousands of Longin students since its opening in 1998. And this year, it will be getting what some say, some long overdue tender loving care. Lorianne Little has the story.
When they need a break from their studies, students at Loyalist gather in Residence Commons. There are pool tables and board games for the students to use, but after 16 years of taking everything the students have thrown at it, the building is ready for a facelift. Jake Watson is one of the students.
Commons is kind of old. I spend a lot of time here playing pool with my buddies, and it'd be nice if we had more to look at.
Thanks, man. Fred Pollitt is the executive director of Student Life. He says he realized that the changes needed to be made when...
On residence move-in day, I was doing the walkthrough with President Vaughn. And, you know, we were looking at the carpets, the finishes, just the overall facilities and how tired it was.
The school has applied for money to renovate the building and have so far received a grant of $175,000. Pollitt says they're making sure that Commons gets updated because...
What type of first impressions are we making? The building is 16 years old. It is showing it.
The construction is set to start by March 31st. Lorianne Little, QNet News, Belleville.
An amateur astronomer in British Columbia has made a discovery that gained the attention of NASA. Scotty Tiller recently found a satellite that the space agency abandoned in 2007 because it was believed to be dead. But Tilly discovered it's alive and has been trying to call home for more than a year. He says he's received responses from several researchers and scientists involving in the original satellite mission.
And they were all very excited. And that's when Richard Burley of NASA reached out to me. We started exchanging information about my observations, and he started sharing information about their efforts to confirm those observations. And we've been in contact ever since.
NASA says it's now working to adapt the satellite's old software and database so scientists can analyze its data. The federal conservatives are proposing a tax break for parents of newborns. The Tories say they will introduce the proposal measure as a private member bill in the hope of having it passed into the law in the current sitting of Parliament. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer says the government should not be taxing the time parents take to be with their children during their early years.
When so many parents give up a percentage of their take-home pay to take those critical months off, they forego a lot of salary already. And so the government should certainly not be taxing the time you take to look after your new infant when you're already foregoing that income.
That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
When it comes to auto insurance, basic is another word for minimum. When an insurance company quotes you on basic coverages, they're offering you the minimum of coverages. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. We make sure you are educated on the additional coverage available to you. It's not about upselling. It's about building the right auto coverage customized to your needs and your budget. Come see us at Mackey Insurance, 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville. Be sure, insure with Mackey Insurance.
QNET Sports. Pedro Martinez is heading to the Canadian Basketball Hall of Fame. The former Montreal Expos pitcher was one of three inductees announced by the hall today. Former Toronto Blue Jays central field Lloyd Mosby and baseball historian William Humber of Toronto will join Martinez in the induction ceremony on June 16. Martinez says he was honored, humbled, and a bit surprised when he was told he would be included in the Canadian Hall of Fame. The Wellington Dukes have made the playoff for the 28th time in 28 years. Daniel Taylor has the story.
The Dukes currently sit 10 points up on the second-place Kingston Voyageurs in the East Division with 9 games remaining. Dukes play-by-play announcer Brock Ormond says he has noticed a different Dukes team since ex-NHLer John Drews was hired as the new head coach last month.
Drews is a guy that's very calm. He's very collected. He doesn't like to yell at the guys too much. He'll raise his voice when he feels like the guys need a bit of a wake-up call. But he's not the type of guy that'll be yelling at the refs or yelling at out on the ice, whatever's going on the ice all game long. He's just the type of guy that prefers to let his coaching do the talking.
With speed and skill spread throughout their entire lineup, the Dukes will be a tough team to contain in the playoffs.
They got, extremely good depth down the roster. I mentioned up front they got guys like McGinn and Martin. And then on the back end, of course, I mentioned Warren Ferguson, Declan Carlisle as well, Noah Lulley, Zach Ewens, and veteran Jeff Lawson, who's missed some time due to suspension lately. But when he's in the lineup, he's a good force. And of course, their goaltending as well. They're just a very deep team.
Wellington's next game is at home against the Markham Royals on Friday at 7:30 p.m.
In hockey news, Ottawa Senators owner Eugene Melung says he has no plans to move the NHL franchise. Last month, Melung drew the ire of Senators fans by suggesting relocation was possible, but says he loves Ottawa and its fans.
I think that hit a nerve in Ottawa that really kind of exploded. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't meant to hit the nerve of the city. It just wasn't. But first of all, I love the city of Ottawa. Mm-hmm. I like the people there. And the fans are, I think, second to none.
Retirement appears far from 40-year-old quarterback Tom Brady's mind. Ryan Burrows has more.
During media sessions, many of the questions directed at Patriots quarterback Tom Brady include how much longer he can play.
Jonathan Kraft was asked if he could ever envision a scenario in which he would have to tell you that you have to retire.
Tom, not really a retirement question, But
good. Why does everyone want me to retire so bad?
Brady telling reporters,
I've always wanted to play to my mid-40s.
Brady is participating in his 8th Super Bowl, looking for his 6th ring. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Minneapolis.
Send us your team O-League scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, cloudy this afternoon with high chance of flurries or rain later in the afternoon, high plus 4. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of flurries early this evening, low minus 16. Tomorrow is going to be mainly sunny, high minus 11. It's 409 and plus 4. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I am Maria Hanenko, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5.